Welcome to Elle's Cottage, a haven of beauty and a celebration of the everyday. Make yourself a cuppa and let's enjoy a moment together. Hello, lovelies. Welcome back. It is so nice to have you here in the cottage with me today. Thank you guys so much for your patience as we took a little wee break from the podcast. We were busy launching our new collection, and then I took a week to recover. So we are finally back though, and I'm super excited because of all these things, we have a lot of lovely things to chat about. But first, we can't get ahead of ourselves. We always start with tea. And the tea that I've been enjoying the most the last couple weeks has been elderflower and pear white tea. It is so light and refreshing and just really beautiful. The pear notes are nice. Elderflower gives it a little bit of zest and it is so delightful. So that has been my go-to tea lately. Our weather has been lots of very warm sunshine, but every day it kept saying it was going to storm. So today, just this afternoon, like within the last hour, that storm is finally rolling in. So you may hear some echoes of thunder. We'll have to see, but I'm very excited because I was planning on storms, and even though I loved our warm sunshine, I'm very excited to actually cozy up inside with the rain, so it'll be very, very nice. The garden, I think, will enjoy it. It is already thick with leaves. The forest is lush and gorgeous and still filling out a bit. It's kind of filling out at the corners now. Most of the leaves are in, but the leaves are still getting bigger. They're still growing a bit. And even though some of them are already at their max, there's still some trees that are just still growing and still have a little ways to go. So it is really, really fun to see. The shade is deepening here. Everything's getting more shady and dark. It's already very bad photo shoot. Dark in my bedroom because the leaves have covered up the sunlight. But if you go outside, it's very nice. So I'm not doing a lot of the photo shoots for items inside my room anymore. Have to go outside. But now I have this gorgeous lush forest backdrop for everything. So cannot complain. It is lovely. Also, the honeysuckle is blooming and it is everywhere. I did not realize how many honeysuckle like bushes we had. They are just all over. So there is tons of that. We have our bleeding heart flowers, which are super cute. Those are adorable. And our white dogwood tree is in flower, which is beautiful. The animals are active as well. Our little squirrel that I like to call Bertram, or Birdie for short, has been absolutely tormenting the dogs, and he does it on purpose. He knows that they're stuck behind the glass of the windows and the sliding glass doors, so he'll go and stand out on the deck and stare them down just to irritate them, and he'll bring his lunch and just sit there and eat it in front of them while they're barking. It is just very rude, but he's cute. We love our little mischievous squirrel. So Birdie's been by, obviously. Charlie the chipmunk, though, Charlie's very polite and not keen on the dogs. So Charlie will turn into a statue. It was just very cute to watch. He actually froze in a very specific pose, standing up on two paws. And it was so cute. He just didn't move for like 5 or 10 minutes. This poor little chipmunk had to have been getting tired and he just would not move. And then finally the dogs saw him and they barked at him and he just disappeared. I mean, absolutely vanished down a hole that I wasn't even sure was there. And he was so cute. But Charlie's smarter, Birdie's naughty. It's very cute. We love our little woodland creatures. They're absolutely precious. As for birds, we've had a very exciting couple of weeks with the birds. We've had several blue jays. They just seem to be everywhere. Still have our cardinals, still have our blackbirds, and we finally have our hummingbirds back. They have officially arrived, as well as our indigo buntings. So the family's all back together again. We have all of our summer birds back, and I'm so excited. These are just beautiful birds. The hummingbirds are obviously those gorgeous colors, those emeralds, and that gorgeous crimson neck. They're just those stunning colors, and they make the loudest hum. It's actually quite terrifying if they ever get close to you, because they're just so loud, but they're super precious and adorable. And then our indigo buntings are, as you guessed it, indigo colored, but truly the richest, deepest, and yet brightest blue. They are so stunning. I loved seeing them this morning. There was one on the feeder and it was just sitting there all sleek and tiny, and the sun was shining and it was so bright. It was just gorgeous. I love those colors. So my little favorites are back. Everybody's home again. And even though we have not managed to keep our little bluebirds from our last snowstorm, they hung around the feeders longer than normal, but they did finally go back to their little excursions. They don't tend to hang around our feeders for very long. They tend to be an infrequent visitor. But the day before my birthday, we saw one flying across the road as we were going to get some birthday flowers for my party. So it was so nice to just see one of our little bluebirds again. It was super cute. It looked gorgeous as always. And we now have our red house finches nesting in the porch fern again. So if you followed us in any of these past years, you will know that the porch fern is no longer for gardening decoration purposes. Every single year, the red house finches come and nest in it. And my mom cannot then water the plant because the nest is there and the plant dies. But the birds love it and they will nest over and over again in it throughout the summer. It's their thing. It is their spot. Mom even put up a birdhouse next to it this year to see if that would change their minds. But nope, they like their fern. So the house finches are nesting in the fern. And I think it was 2 days ago, Mom thought that they'd all left. And she thought that in between nesting cycles, she could actually water the plant. So she took the fern down from its hanging hook and got dive bombed by the mother finch. So they're definitely not gone. And Mom did get a picture this morning. If you raise your phone up high enough, you can actually get a picture without disturbing the nest. It's very, very fun. It's how we keep tabs on how the babies are doing. And it looks like one of the little blue eggs hatched. So we're very excited. And we are very thrilled. We're very thrilled. There's a little baby in there. So that was very fun. And we have little new baby birds. So that is really exciting. Hopefully the rest comes soon and we'll start hearing all the little baby cries whenever we go in and out of the house. Because the fern's like right next to our front door, just enough away that if you go straight in and out, they won't be bothered, but close enough that if you move along the porch, mother bird will dive bomb you. So it's very cute. It's very cute. We enjoy our little bird adventures. The dogs, though, are also doing very well. Our littlest Emma got an at-home haircut and she looks adorable and is now ready for the warmer weather that we've been having. So she's cute and happy. She has a very thick double coat. So we try to keep her cool in the summer. And so she's much happier now that she can kind of relax and not get super hot. So she's comfy again. But what I've been reading is a lot of books, and all of them from the same series. So I've been absolutely obsessed with the Fairy Gate series by Hannah Sandvig. If you followed our last podcast, I read the Rose Gate, which is perfection. It's my new favorite book. I absolutely adore it. They're all fairy tale retellings. That one was Beauty and the Beast, and it was so good. So I went back and I'm reading through the series in order, and I read the novella, The Wolf Gate, which is kind of teenage werewolf vibes a little bit, which personally is actually not my thing, but the story was still super fun and cute, and I loved the world building. She's used Irish fairy folklore, so Tir na n'Og, and everything's set in Tir na n'Og. And it's absolutely beautiful, so gorgeous. And I can't say everything's set there because it's also modern day. So the heroines tend to be from a small town in Canada, and they're falling into these portals that transport them to Tir na n'Og or fairy realm. So it has been really cute. I loved it. This book really delved into how the magic works, the magic system, and more of the history of Tir na n'Og. And it was such a treat to just learn more about everything in that book. So even though the kind of werewolfy vibes, there are no werewolves, technically, but it kind of gave me the vibe. Even if that's not your style, I'd actually still recommend this book. I gave it a 4 stars just because it wasn't totally my thing, but it was still great, especially if you loved The Rose Gate. I'd still recommend you read that one first. If you like that one, this is still well worth going back and reading, even if it's not totally your style, just because it was cute. It was a short read, it was just a novella, and it gives so much backstory and backdrop to the world of fairy, and you'll catch some glimpses of these characters and things that you learn in this in the later books. So, well worth the read. Totally enjoyed it. Next up was The Lily Gate by Hannah Sandvig, and this is a novelette retelling of The Frog Prince. So it's super short, which I did hate just because it was so good. I wanted to spend more and more time in it just because it was so perfect. I could have read so much more of this. It was so precious, but honestly, it does really suit a novelette well. So I can't complain about it, but I will just because I want more of this little world. It was so precious. So this one's just really cute. It's about a fairy princess who is hosting basically a bachelorette style competition to find her prince. So she's not keen on the competition idea, but her fairy godmother insisted that that's how she's going to find her one true love. So she's hosting this competition and she gets this frog that wants to help her out. And she acquiesces, she lets him help her, and he's both obnoxious and super sweet. So I loved this. It was so cute. And honestly, it was a sheer delight of a story. I was chatting with the author in the comments of one of her posts online, and she said that if a novel is a meal, that The Lily Gate is a cupcake. And I have to completely agree because it is super sweet. It's short, but it's sweet and it's frothy and it's adorable. So, highly recommend this one. It comes after The Rose Gate, so definitely read that one first. But it was precious and I loved it so much. Now, I'm currently reading The Glass Gate, which is a full novel. This one is a retelling of Cinderella. But this time, Cinderella has a lot of sass, which I love, and she's fake dating a fae prince while she's building a fashion design portfolio for college. So it's really cute. It's amazing. There's lots of fairy fashion and descriptions of dresses and fabrics, which I'm actually not a huge fashionista, but I have thoroughly enjoyed every description of fairy dresses and how they make them. And it's not like overwhelming if that's not your thing. It's just sprinkled throughout, but it is enough to make me want to just design clothes and start sewing more. And I just love it. And I have to say, there's also a baby dragon involved, which is super cute. And I mean like pocket-sized baby dragon that like steals sparkly things and cookies. Gosh, it is so cute. So, this book has just been a delight to read. I have the hardback edition of this one actually as a birthday gift to myself, and it's beautiful. There's illustrations. The entire book just it feels so nice. The quality of it like kind of feels velvety almost. It is so nice. All right, so I'm only about over halfway through this one, and I don't want it to end because after this, the next book doesn't release till January. So I think I'm kind of taking my time with this one on purpose just because I don't want it to end. And I've been loving this series, but I had a friend recommend that the second I'm done, I go back and reread the whole thing. So I'm okay with it. But I still am just enjoying every moment of this cozy and fantastical fairy world. It has been beautiful. So, that is what I've been reading. Definitely recommend Hannah Sandvig. Just clean, cozy fantasy romance. It's perfection. All of it. Oh, and just quick note, this last book, It's got anxiety rep. So the heroine has anxiety and she takes medication for it. And there's even a fairyland equivalent of anxiety medication that she's starting to take. And I just so appreciate the fact that they're normalizing mental health and taking care of your mental health. And it's perfection. I'm so appreciative of this book. They've done so well with everything. It's amazing. So highly, highly recommend. And I'm not even done with it, but I can still recommend it. I don't usually do that, but I will with this series. I trust this author. It's amazing. All right, well, moving on from books, what I've been listening to has been obviously inspired by this series as it's taken over my entire personality and life. But what I've been listening to is Celtic fairy music and Disney princess music. So kind of a little bit of a blend of the kind of princessy vibe and the fairy vibe, which has just been perfect, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And that's going to segue into what's been bringing me joy, which is our favorite section. And obviously, these things have brought me so much joy, but for our official list of just random big and small things that I've had fun with, we had a lot. So I kind of truncated it down just to a few little highlights because it's been 2 weeks and I didn't want to overwhelm the podcast. But I went to a lovely concert with my grandma that was hosted by my friends at my alma mater. So nice to go be with family, support friends, hear good music. It was amazing. I've also really enjoyed braiding ribbons into my hair. I kind of feel like Briar Rose picking out flowers in the forest, or berry picking in the forest, or frolicking in the cottage. I don't know. It just is perfect. It's kind of that casual cottagecore fairy princess vibe, and I've loved it. So that has been delightful. I also got to have tea with a dear friend, and another week I went out and got lunch with a friend, and we got to sit by a river and have good food. And it has just been lovely to be with friends and be surrounded by love and enjoy each other. Also, speaking of surrounded by love and enjoying each other, I had a birthday this last week, which was so much fun. I had to, because of all these wonderful fairy books, I had a fae soiree and we had lots of fun and I was so loved and so spoiled by everyone. So I really appreciated all of my friends, just from texts to messages to parties to all of you guys online, well wishing. Thank you guys so much. It was a dream of a day. We took it easy. It was a very chill day, but we had beautiful decorations, lovely flowers, good food, and wonderful fellowship. So it was really, really fun. For the party, I thought you guys might like a very quick description of it because I love decorating and I find hosting really fun. So I took green vine ribbons and draped them over the beams in our house. And then we've got a dining room table lamp that's really a chandelier that hangs. So I took faux pink and red flowers and some fabrics, and I just kind of filled the whole chandelier so it looked like it was almost dripping with flowers, which was really cool. Then we decorated the table with some fresh pink roses and ferns. And we just had fun. We just had a lovely time. We had charcuterie and sparkling rosé, non-alcoholic, but still super tasty. And I loved it all. It was super fun. It was just perfection. It was a wonderful day. So that was really wonderful and definitely a highlight. After that, we took a week off and I just needed to rest because we had so much. That was also the same weekend that we launched our new collection. So it was a huge weekend. And then I was so tired. So I took a week to just kind of enjoy the quiet and the calm and kind of disappear off the edge of the map for a little while, which was exactly what I needed. It took a lot of sleeping in and a lot of sitting and crocheting and reading to just kind of recoup. And I loved it. So I'm starting to feel like myself again. And it was great. So that was also a highlight. And lastly, I have been working on a crochet cardigan for a little while. And you guys have probably been following this one too. This has taken me forever. I made so many granny squares because it's a granny square cardigan, and so many granny squares. And I finally got to the point where I was so close. I had like three or four left, and I could not face another granny square. And I waited like 2 or 3 weeks to even touch it. So I could have been done faster, but it's okay. It's okay. I needed a break from the granny squares, and then I got the itch again to wrap this project up. I did them really quick as I could, and now I'm assembling all these pieces together. So I laid them out on my bed, and I'm taking yarn and basically sewing the yarn through all the different granny squares and tying them all together essentially. So I've got them assembling. I'm almost done. Almost done. I've got them into strips now, and I'm almost done getting the strips into blocks. Then I'll get the blocks together, and once I get the blocks together, it'll be a little bit of folding, a little bit more of that sewing assembly. And then all I have to do is crochet the edgings. So, kind of do the wrist cuffs and the ribbing on the bottom. And I think this one has buttons, so I'll need to do some buttonholes. But I am super excited. We are so close, guys. I am so close to having this one finished, and I'm really, really happy. So that has been an absolute delight and just a lovely soothing thing. So we've had a lot of lovely things, and I am so super grateful. But in the shop side of things, we've also had a lot of excitement. Because our brand new Efflorescing Adventures collection has officially bloomed and finally launched, and it is out in the world. And thank you guys so much for your support of this collection. It was a wonderful success, and I so appreciate all of your support. We still have tons of wonderful items left from it. So if you want, please go check it out in the shop. But a little bit about it very quickly in case you have missed our kind of sneak peeks. The official and kind of more full description of it is that it was inspired by last year's Cozy Adventurous collection, which was very much about reminding you to be the heroine or hero of your own life while you create your own happy ending. And I really wanted that to still come through in this collection, but also particularly focus upon hope and its strength and resilience in hard times and its flourishing in bright ones. So our main motif was the snowdrop. That's my favorite flower, and it means hope and rebirth. So it's just this delicate flower that's the first to bloom in the spring, but honestly, it is so strong and resilient because it grows through the snow, which is absolutely insane, especially for something that is so delicate and soft. So I loved that this was a good reminder that we can be both delicate and gentle, but resilient and strong. We don't have to pick and choose. And I love that so, so much. So this collection is filled with hope of new beginnings, the beauty of flowers, and the strength of an adventuress. And I hope it really reminds you to trust in your hope and believe that you yourself will efflorescence or bloom. So we have our little flourishing adventure now. It's at ellscottage.com. All the items are now up on Etsy, and I hope you guys just really enjoy this. It has been a delight to create, and I hope you guys just really have fun with it because I really have, and I hope it's a blessing to you all. Also, we adjusted the release date of this so it coincided with our 5th year anniversary of Elle's Cottage. So we had that as well this last weekend, which was so exciting. So 5 years, I can't believe it. It has been such a ride and so wonderful and such a blessing. And so we launched Elle's Cottage on May Day 5 years ago. And my whole dream for it was to share a bit of beauty and hope with the world. Just because I know that in dark days, sometimes all you need is a little bit of beauty to remind you that there's still some good in the world. And that was enough for me when I was in some really, really dark days, was just to see a beautiful flower or a beautiful color or something that made me happy. You know, it could be so simple, a cup of tea. And I wanted to create items that, whether they're simple or intricate, They inspired beauty, they inspired hope, and they reminded you there's still good in the world and we don't have to despair. So that has been my goal. It still is. And I hope that Elle's Cottage will always be a safe, cozy space for you to retreat to and just rest in your hope. So thank you guys so, so much. I can't believe anybody even listens to these podcasts. I can't believe any of you guys even support the shop. And it is such an honor to be a part of your lives and to be able to share things with you and to be able to hopefully encourage. And I'm so blessed by your support, and I hope you're blessed by the shop and the cottage. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate each and every one of you, because you're precious people, and the fact that you share any amount of time, or I don't know, any amount of anything, the fact that you just enjoy the cottage at all makes me so happy and so honored, and I appreciate it so, so much. So thank you all. I will stop gushing because I could keep going on. This podcast is going to get a little long, so I don't want to do that to you, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, lastly in the podcast, we have our item feature, which we're picking out of our Efflorescing Adventuress collection, of course, and it's one of my favorite items. It's our sword bookmarks. So yes, these are bookmarks that are shaped like swords, but they are hand sewn out of a green and floral fabric. So I made these so they have a touch of florals to remind you that your softness is your strength. And as you read of heroines and heroes, you can never forget that you are one yourself. So swords, florals, you guys are the heroines and heroes. You got this. Never give up on your dreams and your own happily ever after. I hope these little bookmarks are just a small little way to remind you of that. Honestly, this whole collection, I hope, reminds you of that. So I hope you enjoy them. These are super fun. I kept a very, very rough draft. I do a tester run of each item. The tester for this one turned out real, real rough, guys. It turned out precious, and it was good enough for me to know that it was going to work, and I figured out what I did wrong. So all the rest turned out great. But even though it is a rough tester draft, I have not been able to get rid of it. I have kept this bookmark because I love it so much. I use it all the time. It is so cute. And I hope you guys enjoy it too, because I really enjoy it. And I hope you guys have fun with it. But this podcast is getting a little long, and I want to respect your time. But thank you guys so, so much. Oh, it was so lovely to catch up with you guys and be with you again. Please remember, if you're local to Springfield, Missouri, that we have items in Bree's Little Closet, which is a wonderful boutique that has so many great vendors in it. So please check them out. They are so sweet and wonderful. If you are not local, we have everything else on Elle's Cottage online, of course. And even if you are in a country that we don't ship to, please write me if you want something. I will see if I can ship to you. And if not, I hope that you can still just enjoy all the things from the podcast to the blog to the posts and just enjoy being in the cottage. So thank you guys so much for all of your love. Speaking of all those places, you can meet us in the cottage online on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We're Elle's Cottage in all those places. And online, we're at ellscottage.com. So if you have any questions, suggestions, or things you'd like me to talk about for the podcast, things about the shop, please feel free to email me at ellscottageshop@gmail.com. Thank you all so, so much. I love and appreciate you all very dearly, and I hope you remember to always create a beautiful life. Bye!